This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Shrugging off its ignominious downgrading from planet to dwarf planet status a few years back, Pluto burst back into the public spotlight recently when a space probe passed closer to it than any spacecraft ever had before, returning some stunning images of Pluto and its moons. Taken as the craft sped by at 30,000 miles an hour, the images from the NASA New Horizons space probe show rugged mountains, possibly as high as the Colorado Rockies, and big ice features that might be made of nitrogen or methane ice rather than water. Well, here to talk with us about these images and what the accomplishment might mean for future space exploration is St. Michael's College physics professor John O'Meara. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So to start, can you paint us a picture of just how far from Earth Pluto is? Because my understanding is that even the Hubble Space Telescope could only make it out as a kind of brown smudge.
Yeah, Pluto is exceedingly far away. If you think about things just in terms of the distance between the Earth and the Sun, astronomers like to call this an astronomical unit, or AU, that's about 90 million miles. Well, right now, the New Horizons probe is about 32 AU from the Earth. And to give you a sense of what that means, light traveling at 186,000 miles per second actually takes almost 9 hours for a round-trip transmission to New Horizons and back. And one of the fascinating things to me is that it went 3 billion miles and arrived 72 seconds early.
Well, those of us not versed in physics look at these images or hear about them and basically say, oh, that's cool. Now, you may have the same reaction, but what do they mean for the scientific community when you look at these images?
Well, first of all, they're just cool. You're right. I was on vacation and I kept sneaking a peek at my phone just to look at the stuff as it came in because it was so cool. Pluto is the last sort of major body in the solar system, with the exception of some other things outside of the planet in the solar system that we hadn't sent a probe past. And so it was very much undiscovered country. You'd mentioned the Hubble Space Telescope images. Those were very, very low quality images because Pluto was so far away. So we really had no idea what it looked like aside from some hints from Hubble and from some telescopes on the ground. And so we really wanted to know what its surface was look like, what it would look like, what it was made out of. And I think everybody involved in the mission has been really surprised by what they've seen.
Well, can scientists get a better understanding of the elements and geological history now of Pluto from these photos?
Yeah, it's not just photos. There's a wide suite of instruments on top of New Horizons that's actually going to be sending back data for the next 16 months. The data transfer rate from New Horizons is slow, and it's so far away that it's actually going to be not until the end of 2016 that we stop getting data from just this quick flyby. There is a spectrograph which breaks light into its constituent colors, and that tells you what kind of chemistry is on Pluto. You had mentioned methane, carbon dioxide. We'll know about the exact ratios of those things on there. There's a whole suite of imaging things looking both in black and white, in color, in infrared, in ultraviolet. Two of the instruments are named after the people in the Honeymooners. There's the Ralph instrument and the Alice instrument.
That's something I haven't heard till now.
The other fun thing about New Horizons is that it contains 30 grams of ashes of Clyde Tombaugh, the astronomer who discovered Pluto.
Now, what about this question of water in the form of, it could be nitrogen ice, it could be something else. We hear water, we think life, but that couldn't be possible on such a cold rock like this.
Very, very unlikely out at the distance of Pluto. If there is water, it would be subsurface, and it would be very much probably just solid ice. There is methane ice all over Pluto. In fact, one of the more interesting things that just from these first set of images that we've seen is that there's very flat regions out on the surface of Pluto that have almost no craters. And that's interesting because that means the surface is young. It has to be less than 100 million years, and we expect things which had formed billions of years ago to be pocketed with craters. And so that means something is going on the surface to replenish the surface, to fill it in. And so something is happening geologically on Pluto that I think we're going to be spending a long time trying to figure out.
Well, what about what this accomplishment for the space probe and Pluto can do for getting people more interested in science and about our universe in general? Because we've heard about a lot of cutbacks with NASA over recent mm-hmm. years. And is this the kind of thing, do you think, that will increase more of a public interest in space exploration, even if they don't, people don't quite understand it right out of the gate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, missions like this and the recent Rosetta mission, which was landing, you know, Philae on a comet, and the mission around Ceres, the Dawn mission, and the rovers on Mars, these things really get the public excited. It's my understanding some of the Pluto images are going to be displayed in Times Square as they come out. It really gets the public excited about things in a very visceral way. It's not only good for NASA, but it's good for the human experience to always have new discoveries like this. And in effectively our own backyard, you know, the solar system is a very small thing compared to the universe. And there's large swaths of it that we don't understand. And so just getting little bits of information here and there in our local neighborhood, I think it inspires us, it intrigues us, and it makes us want to know more.
You mentioned that a lot of these images are still going to be coming back as late as the end of 2016. What's next for the NASA New Horizons space probe? Is it going to continue on after Pluto?
It is. I mean, it was a flyby mission, so it didn't go into orbit because it just didn't have the fuel to do that. It was basically launched from Earth, did a gravitational assist via Jupiter, and then it was just flew right past. But it does have small abilities to alter its trajectory. And so in conjunction with the mission, using the Hubble Space Telescope and telescopes on the ground, we've been searching for objects called Kuiper Belt objects, which are in the far outer solar system, typically about the size of 20 to 30 miles big. New Horizons is hopefully going to pass either one or two of these Kuiper Belt objects on the way out to really understand the outer parts of the solar system, and again, to really understand how, put together all the pieces of how the solar system formed about 4.5 billion years ago.
So we may have some revelations yet to come from Indeed. This particular space probe. While I have you here, I have to ask you just one more question, though. It's an older controversy, but I need to know where you weigh in on the whole issue of Pluto being downgraded, if you will, to dwarf planet status. Was that fair to Pluto?
I'm going to give you a two-part answer.
Okay.
The first is, Pluto's not a planet. The second is, I don't care. It's still awesome.
That sounds pretty good to me. St. Michael's College physics professor John O'Meara, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.